where if I would have been quiet, I could have heard God's voice sooner. At my job, it's pretty stressful, and my boss needed a certain type of paperwork. So I'm frantically going from one end of my desk to the other, found this one piece of paper out of thousands, okay? And so my stress level started getting up. And about 15 minutes this was going on, and I finally realized, I'm not stressed, it's just a piece of paper, okay? What's going on? And as soon as I went to peace, Holy Spirit said, red folder. So I went there, grabbed that piece of paper, which was within 3 feet of me, you know, and went into my boss's office and said, here you go. And she says, well,
and that's Genesis.
How'd you find it? I said, the Holy Ghost told me. But she's also a church guy. And everything was going fine until she said, I wish he would have told you sooner. I'm going to step out of the office, just be on the safe side. But anyway, everybody knows Silent Night. And so if you guys will help me sing that, that would be awesome. I'm not even going to grab a mic. Yep, amen.
Yeah, I gotta say, I enjoy Christmas carols Christmas time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, we have a lot of Christmas songs now, but they don't say anything about God or Jesus or anything.
Exactly.
It's just mainly about the season, you know, get together with family and stuff like that. And that's, you know, that's nice, but it doesn't really speak to me.
Yeah. Right.
I've never roasted chestnuts over an open fire, you know. So I just really can't get into that too much, but you know. But yeah, I like the joy to the world.
Yes.
The Lord
has
come.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that speaks volumes.
Mm-hmm. Yep, the Lord has come. He got us out
of it. Oh, wait, say that again. That's what I hear you.
I said, we were in a heap of trouble, and he got us out of it.
That's right. That's right. Rescuer. The rescuer has come. You know, that's my favorite translation, if you will, of the word for Jesus. You know, Yeshua or Joshua, it's God of salvation. But you know, I like the word rescuer. Mm-hmm. He's our rescuer. He comes and rescues us. It's the same thing. Yeah.
In defense of modern music, there are some really good new ones.
Yeah, they're you know, they're. I'm not saying just the old one. I'm saying, like Mary, Did You Know?
Man, some of the you haven't even heard, honey.
Well, I'm sure I haven't heard them. So, anyway, you know, rescuer, joy to the world, the Lord has come.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's kind of interesting because we've been talking about some of the prophecies of Jesus. And this one, just I want to talk about today, instead of being not talked about much, it's talked about a lot. Mm-hmm. In fact, it's one of the most popular prophecies about Jesus. So, it's found in Isaiah 7:14, and I'll read it. You're very familiar with it. You don't have to look it up. It says, "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Mm-hmm. Behold, a virgin shall conceive, bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." Mm-hmm. Emmanuel. Now, Emmanuel means God with us, or God is with us, all right? So, this is important. Joy to the world, the Lord has
come
to us. For unto you is born this day in the city of David. To us, he's come to us. We don't go to him. Mm-hmm. He can come down to us, though. And he did. Mm-hmm. And so we find it more in Matthew 1, 18 through 23. And again, this is going to be very familiar to you. But that particular prophecy is quoted. "Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother, Mary, was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But when he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto you Mary your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now, all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us." God with us. Now, that's important, because that is something you don't find in other religions. You know, you look at all the other religions in the world. You don't find God with us. You don't find an Emmanuel. Okay? This is God with us. And he came to be with us for what, 30-something years? 30-odd years? And he was with the disciples, walked with them, ate with them, slept with them, talked with them. And then he left them. Then he left them. And that was a very sad time when they left him, when he left them. That was hard for them to take.
Yeah.
Because they really didn't know what to do with themselves. So, we go back, and as we have been studying in John, Jesus kept trying to reassure them. He said, look, because I'm not going to leave you without comfort. Mm-hmm. All right? I'm going to send you a comforter. He will be with you. And he kept talking about them being in him, he being in them. Well, how's that going to work, Jesus, if you're not even here? You see, none of this made sense. None of this made sense to them. They couldn't figure it out. You know, even from the beginning, you know, you read the beginning of Matthew 3, and you find John the Baptist talking. And in verse 11 of Matthew 3, he says, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that comes after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. Mm-hmm. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Mm-hmm. Well, there's your hint. There's a hint. Who is this Holy Ghost? What is he going to do? What is the Holy Spirit going to do? And they knew about the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit shows up, what? Genesis 1. Yeah. Right? Spirit of God brooded over the face of the waters. I mean, the very first couple of verses, you know, he's right there. So they knew about the Holy Spirit. By the Holy Spirit, mighty men of old did mighty things for God. So here's someone going to come and baptize, immerse you in the Holy Spirit. Immerse you in the Holy Spirit. Wow. In the Holy Spirit. In Jesus. Jesus in me. He keeps talking about this theme over and over again. John 14, we talked about this, verses 10 through 11. It says, don't you believe that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you are, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwells in me, he doeth the works. I am in the Father, and the Father is in me.
Yeah.
Believe, verse 11, believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works' sake. What is all this belief? I am in the Father. The Father's in me. And he goes on, and he says in verse 16 and 17, he says, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Mm-hmm. This Holy Spirit, this comforter, is going to come and stay with you forever. I got to leave, but he's going to come and be with you forever. That's cool. That's cool. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and shall be in you. Now you know him because he's living with you. And he shall be in you. Now that's pretty clear that Jesus is saying, me and the Holy Ghost is one.
Yeah.
We're the same people. Person. Whatever. Right? He said, we're the same. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there with you, but it's the Holy Spirit. Okay? And I will be in you. And I won't just be with you like I have been with you. Now I'm going to be in you.
Yep.
Now, that is cool. That is really cool. And I've been thinking about that as we've been studying it. Going over it, and one night this week I got a revelation. I don't know. Don't get excited. It's not that kind of thing. I didn't have a vision or anything. Don't get excited. Don't get depressed. But I came to a realization. That probably should have been sooner. But okay, I am in God. All right, I'm in Jesus. Jesus is in me. Jesus is in God. Well, wait a minute now. Jesus is sat down at the right hand of God. right? We've got those verses in here that he's sitting at the right hand of God. Let me see if I can find that here. Hebrews 1, verse 3 says, "Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins and sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high." And so I'm thinking, okay, all right, I need that. In fact, it shows up several times in the New Testament. I didn't realize. I thought it maybe in there one time. But it showed up several times. I did a word search on it. Several times it showed. It says Jesus is sitting down at the right hand of God. All right? Stephen said, "I see Jesus sitting at the right hand of God." Uh-huh. Oh. I thought, well, that's cool. What does that mean, being at the right hand of God? Well, John and James knew what it meant. Because they wanted to sit on his right and left.
Yep.
Yeah, they wanted to be right next to him. I want to be right next to him because there's power there. There's authority there. Right? Mm. And Jesus said, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and earth." Right? That's in Matthew 28:18. That's one we always leave out in this Great Commission. We should always put it in there, you know. All power is given to me in heaven and in earth. All right? So he's there. He's got all authority, all power. And the neat thing is, we're there with him.
Yeah.
We are in Christ. Mm-hmm. In that seat. Right next to God. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're right next to somebody, Brother Thurston, mm-hmm. you come along beside them, you know, and something comes up, you're sitting right beside them, you kind of go, "Hey, you think you ever do this? Hey, you think I can help?" Uh-huh. You know, you just kind of, you know, mm-hmm. nonchalantly say, "I got your ear."
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. you're listening to me. I'm right here. Mm-hmm. I don't have to yell. Mm-hmm. I don't have to beat the drum. I don't have to come enter into the door. Mm-hmm. You're sitting right there.
Yeah.
All the time. Mm-hmm. All the time. He's right there all the time.
Yeah.
You don't have to wonder, does he hear you or not? Because even if you whisper, he hears you. Because
yeah.
you're right next to him. Right? Cool?
Yeah.
And I thought, man. And now I'm going, wow, because I'm in him, in yeah. the spirit, in the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And my mind is not, my mind is going to take some renewing, right?
Yeah.
My mind is not with him in his mind, I mean, you know, mm-hmm. but I got the mind of Christ. I got to work on that. Yeah. I've got to work on my mind because I got a long way to go with that. I got to be, what is it, be renewed?
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
Be renewed.
Mm-hmm.
I got to be transformed.
Mm-hmm.
I got to undergo a transformation
yeah.
by the renewing of my mind. Where does my transformation begin? In my mind.
Mm-hmm.
I got to start thinking right. I got to start thinking differently.
Mm-hmm.
It's really interesting because I got to thinking, you know, we look at our circumstances. And when we get into a bind or whatever, we're having struggles, we want our circumstances to change.
Yeah.
And so we often ask God, make our circumstances change.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Fix it.
But the call of the Christian life isn't on changing circumstances. It's all about changing yourself.
Yeah.
Ooh. Now that gets a little personal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people don't like change. They especially don't like to change themselves. You know, because, hey, if I got to change, that must mean there's something wrong with me the way I am.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm not totally perfect the way I am.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that hurts my ego. You know, I got to, hey, wait a minute now. My ego is hurting now.
Mm-hmm.
I got to humble myself and admit I need to change because I'm not totally perfect. Doesn't everybody love me? Just the way I am? No. They don't all like me the way I am. I need to change. I need to change. I don't even like it the way I am. You know? I got to change into somebody that's better. Right? I got to grow. I got to learn. I got to humble myself and say, let me change. And then those circumstances won't bother me near as much. You know?
And all the prayers that Paul prayed in the New Testament, he never prayed, God, get me out of prison. The ones that are recorded, he always prayed that our love would be deeper. He prayed that we would have wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. He always prayed about spiritual growth. He never, ever, ever prayed about the circumstances.
Isn't that something?
Ever.
Isn't that something? You know, one of the things, interesting things is, knowledge. He prayed for knowledge, right? Mm-hmm. He prayed that people would have knowledge. Mm-hmm. But in order to have knowledge, you have to learn that knowledge, right? Mm-hmm. In order to learn, you have to admit that you don't know anything. Mm-hmm. You have to know that you have to admit that I don't know what I know. I need to know. I need to learn it. Mm-hmm. That means I am not whole and complete the way I am. Mm-hmm. I got to make a change to me so I can do this. I got to see and ask and knowledge. Mm-hmm. Right? Because I don't have it all. I don't have it all. I've got to go after it. You see, I've got to humble myself. I've got to change. Oh, gosh, that word. Okay, so that word again. It hurts my ego. But that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, because it is not me that lives, but Christ who lives in me. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
And I've got to learn more and more about him. To learn more and more about walking in his ways.
Yeah.
I got to walk in his way. I got to see things from his perspective. If I'm sitting up there right next to God, all right, then supposedly I can see things from his perspective.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, and when you see things from his perspective, whoa, you see it totally different.
Yeah.
And all these problems we think are so big, in his sight, they, they're not a big deal. They're not a big deal.
We have a promise in Ephesians 8. It says this super abundant grace is already powerfully working in us, releasing within us all forms of wisdom and practical understanding.
Amen. Amen. All forms of wisdom and practical understanding. So, you gave us an example, all right, of getting healed in a gradual way. You weren't perfect. But thirsty. Your body wasn't perfect. You needed healing, right?
Yeah.
Well, our bodies are not totally perfect, right? Our bodies are not sitting up there in heaven next to God. Our minds are not up there. Our spirits are. Our spirits are. Right?
No.
So we need to work on our mind. Right? And the Holy Spirit can work with us. We are up there, we will realize the power of the spiritual world over this physical. And that's what we're learning.
Yeah.
That's what we're learning as we walk in with God. There's a power that we have in the spiritual world that's greater than what's in the physical
world. Yeah.
Tremendous. Anyway, does anyone have anything they want to share today? About what's going on?
I like what you said. Though we're not perfect, we can be better. We can be even more like him.
Yeah.
And we can, I'd like to get into the prayer. I said, time is happening. And I can get on board with whatever I need to be on board with him. I can do more of his will. While, you know, we have a few more minutes. You know, before the rapture, I think it's so close. Every day that he don't come, I'm happy because now I can learn a little bit more than this summer.
There you go.
In his name. Huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can see more souls out there.
Yeah. I've seen people fall in that pit. Now, that ain't no good. I want every soul that's possible to not go. And I wish I could change the mind of those that's on their way. But can't always do that.
Someone else, anything they want to share?
I have Bonnie from Joyce Meyer. I was listening to her, and she said she kept she said, well, it's only me and Dave. Who is it? She's funny.
That's good. That's good. Anybody else want to share anything? Okay, well, I'll stop the thing here.